My name's Lisa, I'm an addict.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. First time I've shared with a microphone in front of me. And I'm feeling quite self-obsessed and I'm feeling quite nervous. I just kind of want to acknowledge that as well. And, you know, it's really nice to be asked to share at this meeting. You know, I've been in recovery before and I've relapsed, you know, and I don't kind of want to share for long about my using, you know, so, you know, my life today is about recovery, you know, but just really to qualify myself for the newcomer, when I came back to the rooms, I was absolutely battered. I was completely depressed. I really didn't think that NA was going to work for me. You know, I thought I was the one that was special, different, you know, that I was really, really ill. I thought I had other problems wrong with me aside from addiction, and I thought that I wouldn't recover, you know. And it was suggested to me that I do all of the suggestions, every single one of them, you know, not a couple of the suggestions and leave the rest, but I do all of the suggestions, you know, to stand the best possible chance at getting well, you know, and I really, really, really wanted to be well, you know, I didn't want to wake up in the morning and hate myself and feel like shit. I didn't want to continuously obsess about using and feel like dying, you know. When I came back to the rooms, I kind of had the attitude that if I wasn't going to get well and if I wasn't going to feel, you know, eventually have a shot feeling good about myself or my life, then I'd be better off using, you know. And someone said to me, look, why don't you do the program, do the suggestions and see how you feel, you know. And that's what I've done, you know, and it has been an absolutely amazing journey. You know, for me today, how I feel about myself when I get up in the morning, you know, I've got some love for myself, got some respect for myself, I've got some self-worth, you know, I love the people that I have in my life today. I don't always like them, you know, I've got to say that. I don't always like everyone all of the time. It's not like I float down the street and go, oh my God, everyone's great, you know, or anything like that. It really isn't like that. But I do love the people and value the people that I've got in my life today. And one of the first things that was suggested to me was that I get a home group, you know. And I've found, for me, you know, it's been one of the most amazing things in my recovery, really and truly. And it really has been. My home group, for me, I needed to be around people that were passionate about recovery, that were working the 12-step program, because I knew how to be ill, you know. I knew how insane and how sick I was, you know. I knew how to do all the madness, didn't really need people to help teach me that, because I was totally insane, you know. I needed people that were well. I needed people that worked the 12 steps around me to help me, you know, to share their experience with me. I needed their passion, I needed their enthusiasm. Because that's what I wanted. That's, you know, for me, that's what I had to do, and that's what I'd done. And I chose a home group that was a 12-step, 12-tradition meeting, you know, and people actively worked the 12 steps, practiced the traditions in that meeting, you know, and I made that my home group. And I, you know, I've got service commitment there. And it's kind of like, for me, it's been an amazing experience. That in itself has been like, it's like a family. It's kind of like this. It's like in my family sometimes, especially like with Christmas coming up and things like that, I'm really, really aware there's some people in my family that I don't really like that much. I love them, right? But I don't sometimes, there's certain people in my family that I struggle with, that I find really difficult sometimes to be around. Nevertheless, they're my family, I love them anyway, and it's kind of weird, but it's like, even that person, you know, and it used to be my nan that would nag at me, you know, there was even like a warmth and a comfort in that, you know, because I loved her anyway. And obviously, and then I have my favourite people in my family that I just really love being around, that enrich my life, and that for me is kind of like what my home group has been like for me, you know. I'm not going to say everyone in my home group I really, really like, because I'll be telling a lie, you know, if I'm honest. But there are people in my home group that I do really, really like and I love. And there are people in my home group that I'm not sure about, but I love them in the NA way. You know, we do the 100 things together, we do meetings together, we go out for coffee afterwards. And there's a couple of people in my home group that sometimes I don't really agree with what they're saying. And I sometimes sit there, and I've got to be honest, this is my experience. Sometimes I sit there and I think, you know what, I'm not coming back to this meeting. I'm not coming back to this meeting next week. I'm not coming out for coffee with none of you. Don't like you. You're all mad. I know what you really think about me. And you know, that completely paranoid, mad, insane thinking in my head, you know, my defects, my self-pity, my arrogance, my pride, all because in my head I'm forming a resentment based on what I think they're thinking about me. You know, but because through the steps and through my journey through the steps today, I'm really, really aware of that insanity of my thinking. You know, I'm aware that normally it's because I'm feeling a bit fearful or a bit vulnerable, you know, and I'm kind of maybe just need a hug, you know, from one of the women, you know, need to just really connect, you know, and I'm aware of that, and I know that it is just the bollocks really that goes on in my head. But the thing is, for me, you know, it's been a massively integral, important part of my recovery, because I needed the light around me. I needed people that were working the steps. I needed to have their experience as well, and share their experience with me, you know, because it's kind of like when I was doing my step four and I was really raging and angry, right towards the end of my step four, there was a couple of things that happened in my life. And nothing actually to do with my step four, but things that I found, and you know, that were very difficult for me to deal with. Things. One of them was around my daughter, and I was really powerless around this thing that happened, and it was really, really difficult. It brought up huge, huge, huge feelings for me, you know. And I was able to reach out. My home group members helped me through that. My sponsor helped me through that. I was able to pick up the phone, and they were there, and they listened to me, you know, and they helped me. And again, you know, it's kind of like when I've worked certain steps, I'll be able to speak to, obviously, my sponsor. I'll be able to speak to people in my home group that have done those steps, and I might be struggling with something. And they'll say, you're right where you're supposed to be. This is my experience. And I don't feel on my own, because I know that it's not just my sponsor kind of just saying to me, no, it's okay. Other people have had that experience as well. And in the same way, you know, I was speaking to one of my home group members today, and she's going through a process in our step six, at the end of our step six, that I myself had gone through, the exact same process, you know. And I was able to say to her, that's exactly how I was feeling. You know, that's exactly how I was feeling. And I don't know, it's just been hugely important. And also, you know, the most loving thing I did for myself when I came back to the rooms was to get myself a sponsor. And I haven't always agreed with everything my sponsor has said to me or suggested. And I've not wanted to always do what my sponsor has suggested to me. You know, but it is like, I asked her to sponsor me because I respected her and wanted her recovery, you know. And so it's like, again, it's my pride and my arrogance, you know, when I don't want to do something and I'm thinking, no way, I'm not doing that. She doesn't understand. And actually I do it and I feel much better. It always serves me, you know, it's always spot on. And it's been fantastic. I don't, you know, by nature I'm very rebellious. You know, I don't like doing what people suggest to me to do at all. But I have to say, you know, as my journey's gone on through these steps, with for me, and I was talking to someone about this earlier, for me the most important steps, the kind of turning point in my recovery, really, was my step 6 and 7. You know, my 6 and 7, the process that I went through those steps, because I became really aware. Not, I knew I had defects, you know, my step 4 showed me my insanity on a whole new level, you know, just how I would create resentments in my head again, you know, and I'd start thinking about someone, and I was thinking, I'd be thinking, like, I'm sure they think that. and you know, I'm enacting this mad scenario in my head that's not actually even happened. And when I see that person, I'm really resentful toward them for something they've not actually even done or said. That, you know, is all a complete fantasy in my mind. So I saw my insanity on a whole new level. And when I done my 6 and 7, I really became aware of the feelings that would underlie certain defects. So how I would actually act out, you know, based on my feelings. I would like think, feel, act, you know, and it would often, for example, I became aware that if I was feeling fearful, if I was feeling vulnerable, I'd feel really less than, you know, my pride, my arrogance would come up, and I could end up acting out, and my envy, I could end up acting out towards somebody, you know, being really bitchy and nasty to someone, you know, that maybe was slimmer than me or whatever, you know, be really horrible to them, you know. And I became aware of the ways in which I act out on my defects, you know, and the feelings behind those defects. So when I'm feeling certain things, you know, what defects come up and how I act out around them. And in becoming aware of those feelings, I was able to then actually think, you know what, I'd recognise a defect within myself and think, what's really going on for me here? You know, how am I really feeling? You know, I'm feeling. And I would then be able to put, before I actually acted, I would be able to actually stop, think, and not react. It didn't always happen. Sometimes, obviously, I still react. I still have my defects, you know, and sometimes some of them are removed, you know, in different days, different things. I know I have a good understanding now that my higher power removes them to the level at which he feels, you know, he sees fit, because it's like I have intolerance, and I might have intolerance removed, but not to the level where I actually allow people to walk all over me, you know. But in becoming aware of my feelings, I was able to learn actually that it was okay. That it was okay to have these feelings. And I suddenly, for the first time in my recovery, I became aware that I was actually growing up. You know, that I was actually growing up in recovery. My recovery family, my home group, my sponsor, able to manage those feelings and find ways in which to pick up the phone. Say, I need a hug, say I'm feeling a bit upset today, without reacting, you know, without always reacting. And I was able to have some love for myself and have some self-acceptance, you know. And when I done my 8 and 9 and went through my 8 and 9 process, rather than continually beating myself up, I now see how important it is the steps are in order, you know, and are in the number that, in the order that they are, because it's kind of like without that 6 and 7 process that I went through, if I hadn't have got that level of forgiveness towards myself, I would have hated myself when I'd done my step 8, but actually that I didn't, because I had some acceptance. I knew who I was and knew how my life was changing. I had some self-acceptance around it all. And sometimes that varies from day to day. You know, it's never like, but recovery for me is very fluid. As long as I keep putting in the action, I'm always moving forward, you know, and that is the amazing thing for me about recovery. I've got some amazing, amazing people in my life today. You know, I do take a regular inventory, I do a regular step 10. I'm able to see today now much more quickly, you know, how I can not maybe react, or, you know, if I feel the need to say something about a situation that I don't feel is right, I'm able to say it in the right way rather than leave it undone. So, recovery for me just continues to get better and better. And for somebody who thought this really, really wasn't going to work for them, I've put in the action, and guess what, it's worked. It's been brilliant. Thank you.